This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Ronald Pawlak, it's P-A-W-L-A-K. Date of birth, June 9th of 1939. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pawlak, who was seen in consultation on September 19th for elevated creatinine with fluctuating creatinine levels over the previous year. He's actually feeling very well today at this follow-up visit, and creatinine levels have stabilized and improved slightly. His most recent creatinine level was done 12/7 of 23, and it is 1.4. And that's estimated GFR of 50. His weight is unchanged. He's had no chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea with exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough or sputum production. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He reports that he's urinating in adequate amounts and no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Torsamide is 20 milligram daily. Metalazone is used very rarely, if at all. And he uses maybe one tablet of 5 milligram once a month, and that's for a 5-pound weight gain over a week and increased shortness of breath. And then he is able to diurese all the 5 pounds usually and feel much better, he reports. Physical exam, weight 165 pounds, pulse is 67. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 134 over 60. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, with an irregular rhythm, actually, but no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/7/2023. As previously stated, creatinine is stable at 1.4 with estimated GFR of 50. Sodium is 138, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin 14.1, with normal white count and normal platelets. Platelets are actually low at 133,000. They've been chronically mildly low. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. The fluctuations are most likely secondary to diuretic use when it's necessary, especially they would change after the use of metalazone when he uses that for diuresis. But they've stabilized at 1.4, 1.39. So we would like him to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. And 3, coronary artery disease. And he will follow up with his cardiologist for ongoing management. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.